been approached ever since Congressman Gibson announced his intent to not seek re-election. And so I serve a 7-county region. 6 of those counties are within the 11-county 19th Congressional District. And the request and encouragement from neighbors, community leaders, folks involved in politics as well, has been, geez, Pete, you've served us in so many ways, from flood recovery to addressing Common Core to helping with budget deficits and the recession. We like you. We trust you. Would you consider running?
You're joining a field that already has some announced candidates in it. What do you expect the process of going through the Republican primary to be, and can you win?
Ultimately, the decision will have to be made. The process, I expect, will be a standard process where candidates identify themselves and then they make themselves known to the various committees who would weigh in on their sense of which candidates they would like to support. Following the committee selection process, the next step would be, as you pointed out, if there's sufficient support, would be primary voting from the electorate. And so I expect that process would begin early in 2016. And then should there be a primary, of course, that would come to a head in June of that same year. So ultimately, voters are going to have to decide, and committee people have to decide what attributes, what skills, what resources, what options do they have with the various candidates and who would be best able to represent them. In my case, my best asset and my most sincere asset is my continued service, now a decade of service in this region, working 1,000 miles a week, working literally 7 days a week to try to lift people up and make the quality of life better on so many different areas. And that to me is what my candidacy offers in particular. I'm a servant. I'm there to empower and lift people up. The other question will be, would I have sufficient ability to raise funds? And ultimately, there's a fixation, understandably, on financial resources. Ultimately, the question will be, what's the right mix? Is it all funding? Does someone have to show the biggest amount of accumulated funds in their account? Or is it a mixture of funding and their connection to the district? And I'm hoping and praying that people will look at connection to the district and substantive engagement, grassroots engagement, as an important reason to support a candidate like me.
I think it's fair to say that Congressman Gibson has been seen as a very moderate Republican in this Congress, and as we speak, there's been turmoil among House Republicans with Kevin McCarthy withdrawing his candidacy for Speaker. Why do you want to join this caucus, and what makes you want to go to a House where, you know, it's been hard to get certain things done over the past term or so?
Well, certainly, if you look at New York, New York has been rather fractious as well on many fronts, and certainly, depending on the issue, sometimes more polarized than Washington, depending on the issue at hand, if you can imagine that. My perspective and my engagement is really that of a constructive problem solver. So people will say, Pete, how do you label yourself? Well, I'm Miami-born, half Puerto Rican, English, Scotch, Dutch, German, upstate country boy, and Republican, conservative by other people's labels, by my enrollment, of course. My practical observation is I'm a constructive problem solver. So I'm not interested in polarization. I'm not interested in rhetorical sound bites and the term bomb throwing. I'm more interested in engaging people on issues substantively and where possible. And I work towards this, patiently finding the important common denominators that drive us all and motivate us to try to heal wounds and move us, both our state and the nation, in a direction that we can all be secure and at peace with.
We've talked about the potential GOP primary for this race, but I wonder if you're worried at all. This is a district that has gone between Republicans and Democrats before Chris Gibson, who was represented by a Democrat, and this will be a presidential election year. Are you concerned at all that the Republicans will be at a disadvantage to keep the seat in the general election?
Certainly, there are any number of people who and that's what they engage in, and many do it professionally, who will make reflections on voter turnout and which side will have an upper hand and which party is apt to prevail at any given time. My honest observation is I understand that and I understand polling, but really my stance and my practice is I just address people substantively. And so, you know, I'll run from my position as Republican, and hopefully I would have conservative and independents backing as well. But my issue will be substantive. My issues and my campaign will be, what do I bring to the table? How can I help make lives better? How can I lead our state and nation, our region, in a positive direction? So my message will be a message of substance, a message of constructive engagement, a message of grassroots decision-making. And really, as much as I swim in political waters, I don't live for the politics. I live for the people and for making life better.